The historic Devon House gets major renovation and later our No Jamaica feature. This is Tourism Roundup. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Thanks for joining us. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment has spent $128 million on the refurbishing and maintenance of Devon House in order to transform the historic landmark into a tourist mecca. The work, undertaken through the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, during the 2012 to 2014 period, included the renovation of the George Steeple Mansion and staff quarters. It also saw the rewiring of the grounds lighting, re-roofing of shops, renovation of the Devonshire, and installation of a camera system. These activities have led to an increase in revenues to Devon House from mansion tours, rental of venues for events, and ice cream sales, which have multiplied. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill says it is important to preserve the National Heritage Site, which is celebrating its 134th anniversary this year.
As a heritage site, it's important to us as an attraction. I believe that really your development as a country, one of those things that's so important is for you to have green spaces, places where you can actually go and enjoy cultural experiences.
The tourism minister says he has engaged the board of directors of Devon House in a new strategy to position the site as a center of excellence for arts, entertainment, education, and culture.
One of the things that I want to ensure is that we have a timetable of events here, cultural events, jazz events, plays. It's ideal for many of these things.
On Saturday, November 21, a star-studded lineup of entertainers will assemble at the Devon House grounds for its first annual jazz benefit concert. Dr. McNeill says this major fundraiser initiative is to boost efforts to maintain the historic site. The Tourism and Entertainment Ministry aims to make Devon House self-sustainable and able to operate without government subvention by 2020. Meanwhile, work is set to get underway in January 2016 on construction of a new ice cream parlor at Devon House. The $28 million project is being financed by the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment through the Tourism Enhancement Fund. The new ice cream parlor will be located on the north lawns of the property.
Kids will be able to buy the ice cream and play on the lawn, or people can buy and get back in their cars and leave easier than going in the courtyard.
Executive Director of Devon House, Janet Taylor. The new parlor is expected to provide a larger space for patrons. It will effectively reduce the long lines that have been associated with the courtyard space, especially on holidays and weekends. Work was initially slated to begin this month. However, due to the upcoming holiday season, a decision was taken to delay the start of construction until next year. And now for our No Jamaica feature. Did you know that Freeport in St. James was created from a multi-million dollar development project which began in 1967 and reclaimed 500 acres of land from the sea? It is considered an important commercial hub of Montego Bay and today houses shopping and resort complexes along with commercial and recreational facilities. Let brotherhood unite us. And that's where we leave you on this week's program. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Tourism Roundup.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.